Satan, oh Satan, why are you so blue?
You're hearing the voice of Nima Samimi. He's an Iranian-American singer and songwriter, and that song, Oh Satan, he says it's sort of a love song for the Iranian and American governments and an ode to the Iranian-American identity crisis.
So I'm an American-born, mixed-heritage Iranian-American. My mother's French-Canadian, my father's Iranian. And in many ways, this has been the central question of my life. What is my relationship to Iran, to being Iranian, to my Iranian heritage? Because while on the one hand, I'm very much 100% an American, I'm also very much 100% an Iranian, but I didn't grow up in an Iranian community. I didn't grow up with my Iranian parent. But I have an Iranian name, both my first name and last name, and I've noticed over the course of my life what a difference that makes in one, being able to hold on to one's cultural heritage, that everybody identifies you that way, whether you like it or not, but also the sort of the downside is the othering that comes with it.
And here you are doing this music you categorize as Americana, and yet you would be the first to say it has Persian influence.
That's right. This is one of the central contradictions to my music and my life that, you know, I became a musician at a young age. At 14, I started playing guitar and writing songs. And the question I asked myself was, what kind of music does an Iranian-American make? There were no other Iranian-Americans I knew of making music. And, you know, I was steeped in roots and blues and folk, mostly of the 60s and 70s. And early hip-hop. And it took a lot of years to know myself well enough to believe that I could know myself musically that well. And I think this album is a product of that self-exploration.
Mohammed Seven.
Yes. So this is an alter ego that on tour about 5 years ago, my tour partner, Chris Sand, who's a Montana and North Dakota artist, he and I came up with the name for a couple of reasons. One, as an opportunity to write for a character. It gives me a little bit more room than just writing for myself. I can talk about the truth as sort of big T truth as opposed to little T truth, things that are true at their core but not necessarily true in my life. And I enjoy having that opportunity as an artist.
I want the swampers in fame, but I settle for that laptop boy. Caught in a hurricane, almost everything's background noise. At night I ride the rails, but I wake up tied to the track.
So the Persian music. Do you listen to Persian music? Did your father, how much did that influence you?
So truth be told, I don't in my daily life listen to lots of Persian music, although I do love Persian music. My father growing up listened to a lot of Persian music, although I wasn't raised by him. I didn't live with him full time. But particularly the pop LA Persian music sound permeated his household. And, you know, he would listen on cassette Walkman. And I loved that. And as a small child, he would sing me Persian pop songs translated as lullabies, like a song called Maro Bebus, which is famous to Iranians. But I think more prominently, Iranian poetry. You know, Iranians are very famous for poetry, and that has been the more major influence. The Sufi poets. My father himself was an avid poet, and at a young age could hear a poem once and recite it backwards from memory.
Wow. I wouldn't normally ask you about politics, but there is this sort of subtle undercurrent of politics in your stage name, in your song, Oh Satan, in who you are. We can't really avoid the U.S.-Iran clash, embrace, and it's election season. Who are you in all that?
It makes me so happy that you would say that, because I'm a very political person and want for my music to be political, but struggle as an artist to be very careful to not preach politically in my music. So anyway, that's exactly what I'm shooting for. So thank you for saying so. Yeah, these things all matter to me so much. You know, the backdrop of my life has very much been the international relations between the United States and Iran. And
your music will solve it all. Nima Samimi, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Jeb.
Iranian-American singer and songwriter Nima Samimi, a.k.a. Mohammed Seven, will leave you with another of his songs. This one's called Saffron Stew. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for being with us.
Fishbone fry, double yolk egg, saffron stew, honey pie bake, hometown hickory, walking on a rickety bridge on a river when the road gets sick.